Meanwhile, NATO defense ministers, including U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, were in the Estonian capital, Tallinn, today. They were talking about a hot issue, the prospects for Ukraine's membership in NATO. A final decision will come in December. As with other neighbors of Russia, Ukrainians were alarmed by the war in Georgia last summertime. Some even think that Ukraine is Russia's next target. As Gabriel Gatehouse reports from Kiev, the Ukrainian president wants NATO membership as an insurance policy, but he has to convince his people that it will make them more secure.
An informal meeting of defense ministers in a small European capital. It may not sound like much, but in Ukraine, it's the lead story on the TV news.
Доброго дня, у Києві полудень, на інтері час новин у студії Ольга Грицик.
In this country, NATO signifies more than just a military pact. A person's attitude to the alliance can define his or her view of Ukraine and its place in the world.
We have the opportunity to talk about the changes in the strategic and security environment that have taken place since the events in the Caucasus in August. The world has become less stable, less predictable.
That's Ukraine's defense minister, Yuri Yekhanurov, speaking in Tallinn today. By events, he means the war last summer between Georgia and Russia. Like the Ukrainian president, Mr. Yekhanurov is convinced that his country must join NATO or its national security will be at risk. But a new survey conducted last month suggests that those in favor of joining are very much in the minority. Jamie Detmer is head of communications and advocacy at the International Foundation for Electoral Systems, based in Washington, D.C., which conducted the poll.
A reasonably substantial majority, 57% are against joining NATO, 23% are in favour.
When you ask people why they're against NATO membership, many say they don't want Ukrainian soldiers serving overseas, in conflict zones like Iraq and Afghanistan. In fact, even though Ukraine is not a NATO member, its forces already participate in the alliance's overseas operations, including Afghanistan and Kosovo. Jamie Detmer says that there is a deeper underlying reason for people's unease.
They realise they've got to balance Western and Eastern interests, and I think they understand NATO membership is going to provoke, albeit for the short term, a deterioration in relations with Russia, and I suspect that's why they're holding out against NATO.
Moscow has consistently said that it regards Ukrainian membership as unacceptable. The Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has in the past threatened to aim missiles at Ukraine if the country joins NATO. But Vsyevolod Loskutov from the Russian embassy in Kiev says that any suggestion of military conflict over Crimea is anti-Russian propaganda.
All that talk about the Crimea being next, that we're threatening Ukraine, that talk wasn't started in Ukraine, but in other countries.
But there is another obstacle in Ukraine's path towards NATO membership, and that's the alliance itself. While the Bush administration has been and remains vocal in its support for Ukraine, other countries are less keen, notably France and Germany. For one thing, Europe is heavily reliant on Russia for its gas supplies, and some fear these could be jeopardized by antagonizing Russia. Taras Berezovets is a political consultant who advises the Ukrainian Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko. He says that, in this sense, Barack Obama's victory in the presidential election is good news for those who want to see Ukraine join NATO.
Considering that he has such as advisors as Zbigniew Brzezinski or, for instance, Samantha Power, who also advised him on the foreign matters, they have clear understanding what Russia is and what Russia can do after the war with Georgia.
Officially, NATO says that no third country, or indeed the war in Georgia, will influence their decision. But many here fear that in the capitals of Western Europe, they're asking themselves, is Ukraine worth the risk? For The World, I'm Gabriel Gatehouse in Kiev, Ukraine.